when a band called the Get Out Clause from Manchester, England, didn't have enough money to make a video for their new single, the group conjured up a novel idea. Why pay for cameras when cameras are virtually everywhere? There are an estimated 4.2 million closed-circuit TV security cameras around the UK, or about one for every four households. So the band began playing their song Paper in front of cameras all around Manchester. Then they wrote to the people who run the various cameras to request the footage under the British version of the Freedom of Information Act. They received footage of themselves playing in plazas, crosswalks, on buses and taxis, throw in some editing, and voila, a video. Since the video was posted on YouTube last week, it's been viewed 70,000 times. Not bad for an unsigned band from Manchester. Joining us now to talk more about the making of this video is Tony Churnside, who is the guitarist for the Get Out Clause. Hey, Tony, thanks for being here.
That's cool. It's fine. I think we're up to 135,000 viewings on YouTube now.
Oh, there you go. Good for you. So let's start with a little explanation. I mean, we gave kind of the skeleton of this. You had this idea, but how did the final product emerge? I mean, it looks like when you watch this video, there are some zoom, some close-up shots. I mean, do those things just exist on CCTV footage, or did you have a secondary crew that was doing other shots?
We had two people, just mates really, with handheld cameras there as well, sort of trying to get shots of people's reactions to the fact that there was a band sort of suddenly set up on a tram. But we kind of tried to position ourselves right in front of these cameras just to ensure that the CCTV footage we got back was the best possible footage we could.
But how did you know what shot was going to emerge? I mean, was a lot of it, I guess, you just surrendered this to chance?
Yeah, we had no idea at all how it was going to look. I mean, we saw, there were a number of occasions when we were playing and we actually saw the cameras pan around towards us. So we knew someone was, you know, at the other end of it, kind of pointing it towards us to see what we were doing.
But you had no idea how the shot was being framed.
No, not at all. No idea at all.
So explain to us, British law requires the businesses and facilities that operate these CCTV cameras to turn the footage over to you upon request. So exactly how many agencies did you have to submit requests to?
We played in front of between about 80 and 100 different cameras in Manchester.
Wow.
Over a period of about a week. And then the 3 weeks following that, we spent ringing around, sending letters. We managed to get quite a good response from the smaller companies, the smaller shops, and the smaller organisations. But the larger kind of, you know, the councils and things like that weren't actually anywhere near as helpful.
When you parked yourself in front of a camera, did you always know the business that owned that camera or who to get in touch with?
Yeah, again, another law in this country states that if there's a camera up filming the public, there needs to be a sign up just letting them know who owns the camera and that they are being filmed.
So you said some people were responsive, some weren't. What did people tell you, those that weren't responsive, what were their responses to you?
Well, the largest organisations, we just got passed around from person to person and found it really difficult to find out exactly who it was we were supposed to be asking for. And a lot of these companies, they claimed either that there wasn't any footage, that the cameras were dummy cameras, or that the footage only gets held for a certain amount of time before it's wiped over.
So exactly where were you in some of these shots? In one shot in particular, it looks like you're in a taxi. Are there CCTV cameras in taxis?
There are CCTV cameras in a fair number of taxis in the UK at the moment. Not all of them, but they are starting to put CCTV cameras in taxis. The latest thing is that they're starting to put CCTV cameras in like Lollipop Lady things.
Lollipop Lady?
Translate.
Yeah.
Translate.
Yeah, translate
English to American.
American English.
What's it mean?
Sorry. The people that let kids cross the road when they're on the way to school.
Oh, crossing guards.
Yeah, crossing guards.
You call them lollipop ladies.
That's, yeah, they're called lollipop ladies in the UK.
By far, that's the most interesting thing I've actually learned in this segment.
Hey, wait.
It's because the thing they hold looks a bit like a massive lollipop, I think.
I like that. I'm going to start
And now
that.
They're filming. Now they have those lipstick camera lollipop ladies.
Yeah, quite. They're mounting cameras in the signs that they held up.
Let's talk about the music. The song called Paper, is there anything in that song that lends itself to this kind of experience? Was there something in those lyrics that made you think, ah, yes, let's go out and use CCTV to do this?
The song isn't specifically about CCTV cameras or surveillance or anything like that. It's more, I think it's to do with how it's easier to express your emotions when writing it down rather than through speech.
So, was there any message that you were trying to communicate? Were you trying to make a larger statement about what life is like under this kind of surveillance?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we're musicians, really, and we're not, we're a band in Manchester, and we love making music, and obviously we want as many people to hear our songs as possible. But we never really set out at the beginning. I mean, we didn't anticipate the reaction that we've had from the media over the release of this video. It's great to highlight it, and as artists, it's really good to draw attention to these things, but we're not really trying to make any kind of a political statement.
As far as making a video on the cheap, once you add in all your time tracking down the footage, and once you add in the editing, which must have taken a while, was it actually cheaper to do it this way? Did it wind up being cheaper?
Well, we did it all ourselves, so we didn't actually. The only I can't remember how much we paid exactly. A few of the bits of footage we needed to pay a it was a fee that a set fee that we had to pay to request it,
Yeah.
but it was something like about £10 per tape,
So if you had to put a price tag on the entire experience, how much would you say it cost you?
less than a couple of $100, literally.
Wow. Finally, Tony, is this something that you guys see you could develop your own little niche? Do you see using this format again in the future?
I think this was just a nice original idea that we're really pleased what we managed to do before anyone else, and hopefully it's brought us a bit more coverage than we would have done, and we need to try and top it really with the next video.
I don't know, Tony. They're saying that spy satellites are getting better and better.
Oh, I wonder if I can claim that under the
Yeah,
Freedom of
you could do
Information.
something. Google Earth. We'll put the video up on our website. You can check it out there, npr.org/Bryant Park. Tony Churnside is the guitarist from the band The Get Out Clause. Thanks so much, Tony, for being with us. We appreciate it.
That's great. It's my pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And let's hear some of that song right now. This is Paper.
Nothing clear for a quarter of a century. I can be sensitive, but you'll get no sense from me.
Next on the show, trying to get a beloved children's book right on the big screen for the second time. Andrew Adamson wrote, produced, and directed the new Narnia movie, a conversation with him coming up. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.